a situation and you end up suspending yourself, basically, because of the Jarrett Lake incident and some other things. Can you go through that and kind of give us your account? Because you, in my opinion, were the sacrificial lamb for that whole situation. You knew that it was best for the program. Something had to be done, and you kind of got blindsided by that whole thing.
Well, you, a lot of valuable learning experiences happened in that year. Blindsided, yes, but, you know, obviously there were a number of things that I could have handled better and should have. I mean, you know, looking back, I'd never been in a situation anywhere, anything like that, so I really didn't know what to do. I just, in meeting with our administration, just kind of let them lead me through the process, and at times that was good advice, and other times it was not good advice, and it took a few weeks for me to figure that out, and so ultimately, what do you learn? You know, you learn that you definitely need to, you know, make proper decisions and make sure you document things and all that. Probably, you know, for my life lesson is, you know, you learn to forgive. It's the first time I think I've, in such a grand way, had people that were just like out to get me, you know. And in my opinion, and my attorney's opinion, at times created things to try to get me. So I became very bitter. We mentioned a long time ago in the show my Cleveland upbringing. Well, there's a few ways in the oil field you settle things, and usually it's just man-to-man behind the barn, and I kind of got that mad. So I learned in that if you stay bitter and you don't have the ability to forgive and face people's differences and make amends, it you're the one that gets gobbled up. It's the one that tears you up. So I was in a very bad spot. And I always wanted to cast blame and things like that. So I learned to take responsibility. I learned to be proactive. I learned that forgiveness has a lot to do with how you approach things and how you recover. As we've said a couple of times, never waste a crisis, right? It only makes you better. But I thought Coach Montgomery did a great job. I thought that, you know, the kids did what the kids do. They rallied and they're very coachable and made a great run. Had a good chance to beat Union that year. Mm-hmm.